Dave, I know you know this because you kind of live this, but I think it's sort of interesting for the average fan what it's like going to sporting events these days. Our news click yesterday, sponsored by the Joint Relief Institute, asked, how do you feel about vax passes to go to sporting events? 77% of you said thumbs up. And it's already happening, in a way. I mean, here's Ashley Byhunt again, joining us in studio, as she did last week. And also Curtis Koch, who produces some shows for us, including Sunday Standards.
Yes, sir.
They both have been to sporting events, Blackhawks, Bulls, and Cubs, in the city in the last week. Ashley, you told us about getting the Clear Pass, right?
Right. Yep.
Which is the app on your phone that asks you for your driver's license picture both sides, a good close picture of your face, and a photograph of your vax card.
No, you didn't have to put the photograph of your vax card. It was a picture of your face, but then there was a scanned version of your face where it was like a cartoonized
look. I thought
you
said that you had to also give your vaccine card information.
No, they had a section on the app where they're eventually going to have that as an option where you take a picture of your vaccination card. But for what I had to do, I did not have to take a picture of my vaccination card.
You did have to give them both sides of your driver's license.
Right.
A lot of us still felt that that was a little invasive to go to a Bulls game. You know, a lot of people called in and said, wait, voting requires less authentication than going to a flippin' Blackhawk or Bulls game. What were you at?
I had the same sort of experience. I didn't have to take a picture of my driver's license, though, for the Hawks. I've just clicked on the link on their website, downloaded the app, and filled out the questionnaire. Same sort of thing Ashley had to do. And then when we got to the game, they were checking the Clear app and checking if you were green or red. If you were green, you were allowed in, and then you got to scan your ticket, which was digital, or you could, if it was red on your Clear app, then you had to step aside, you had to talk to somebody, or fill out a questionnaire. And if you passed all that stuff, then you were okay.
What if you're not digital? What if you don't have a mobile phone?
Well, that was a thing. Somebody had a phone. There was an older Hawks fan at the game who couldn't get the app to download on their phone. And so then they had to go through the whole process of getting their temperature checked, and they eventually got more questionnaires, stuff filled out, and then I think they were allowed in. I didn't know where they were going to, because they were going to the executive suite section.
Oh, yeah.
So they went in a different gate as I was. But
Curtis, did everybody wear a mask in the stands?
Yes.
Were they pretty adherent to that?
United Center staff was not that adherent, but at Wrigley Field, they're very adherent to
it. Okay, but the fans were wearing the masks?
Fans were wearing masks,
but the staff wasn't all masked
up. But in the United Center's defense at a Hawks game, the staff isn't watching the fans. They're more in the concourse by the concession stands and all that sort of stuff.
So maybe a little more distance than sitting next to somebody.
Much more distance than at a Cubs game.
We'll get to that in a second. But talk to me about what you saw mask-wise and social distancing-wise.
Mask-wise, all the fans in the stands were wearing them unless we were eating.
That was for a Bulls game.
Correct. And then what I noticed for the social distancing aspect was that they had all of the seats zip-tied closed. So you couldn't switch.
Right. Same thing at Wrigley Field.
I noticed that. With the Sox said the same. If you want to sneak into a better seat because there's a lot of empty seats, you literally can't get your butt in there, right?
Yeah.
Literally.
And that was that way at the UC as well.
Right. So the only seats that were available were the two seats that I were in and my row, and the other seats were
zip-tied.
And you
had nosebleed seats, right?
I did.
So there you are looking at all of these vast empty seats. You're sitting way up high. Was it a fun experience?
It was really fun. It was interesting being so limited with people. But it was really fun. It was actually, I felt like it was better because you could actually breathe. You know how sometimes you feel like you're on top of people and then you're like, I have to leave early so that way I don't have to be in traffic, getting out of here.
Oh, was getting out of the thing pretty easy? Yeah, boy, that's a unique aspect of a United Center game. You went to the Cubs game three times.
I've been to three Cubs games so far.
Son, are you a season ticket holder?
Yeah, me and another producer here, Scott Nickel, are season ticket holders, and we have two other buddies that split it with us.
And so season ticket holders get earlier crack at the tickets.
Correct.
Yeah. So have you gone to all of the games then that you can go to?
Not all of them. Well, the ones that I had tickets for, yes, I've been able to go to all of them.
Yeah, yeah.
And it helps because I don't have to drive or worry about traffic because I live 10 minutes away from the ballpark.
I wonder if it's because that's outdoors. They're not asking for the Clear Pass at a Cubs game.
Yeah, but I mean, you order all your food and stuff on the app. It's all contactless. Yeah, so there's nothing there that you have to worry about.
I guess that's the future of sporting events. We're not going to have paper tickets anymore. Some venues quit doing that sometimes.
You know, it was already going that way, even before COVID, that a lot of the ticketing was mobile. But I had a question, Curtis, about they had zip ties on the seats that weren't vacant to keep fans from moving down or moving closer to other groups. Are they still have those? Because I had heard a lot of people were cutting those.
Some people were. When the first game I went to, I went to the first or the second home game of the year for the Cubs, and there were fans who were saying, oh, I could just use my key and cut the zip tie and move up to a better seat. And they didn't. I didn't end up doing anything. But for the Hawks, I'll say that nobody was doing that. Most of the people were just sticking to where they were seated. But I will say that the United Center seemed more spaced out in between like groups. Like there was two rows of people, or two rows behind me was finally the next group of people closest to me besides my pod of four.
And so you felt safe.
I felt very safe, yeah. I didn't feel at any sort of danger at all.
Let's not ruin it for people by bringing our, you know, cutters and cutting through the zip ties.
This was happening early in the season. And and it doesn't, it seems to be counter to the whole point of this.
Right? Guys, no. Were people wearing masks outdoors?
Yes, and the Wrigley Field ushers were enforcing it, and when you were in line at least to get into the United Center, people were wearing their masks outside.
Yeah, right. So what then safety protocols did you have to go through to get into Wrigley Field? Did you have to fill anything out?
No. So
do they know that you've been vaccinated at all?
That's the other thing. I haven't given them any like vaccine info or anything like that. It's just been.
Do they know if you tested positive for the for COVID at all?
No, they don't. But so, I will say, I think they're just kind of going off. You know, season ticket holders, like you said, get first chance at getting the tickets. But I think the Cubs, they are heavily enforcing the mask wearing, and I think that's just more of to protect themselves than anything. But the point being is that the Cubs haven't asked anything about, you know, vaccine info or anything like that compared to like what the Hawks or the Bulls have done.
773 texted to you guys, are you allowed to bring in your own snacks to the United Center? Did you?
I did not try to sneak any in.
Well, that would be sneaking them in. Right. So the answer
No. United Center has a no bag policy.
Yes.
So you have to just bring in your credit cards or, you know, your wallet, you know, what have you. You can't bring a purse. You can't bring any sort of other, you know, I mean, diaper bags, I think, were an exception if you have a little toddler, but they couldn't bring in any snacks or bottles of water or anything.
God,
like that.
I ran into that. I don't know if it was last year or what it was at the United Center, but I had my shoulder bag. I left the radio station, buzzed on over there. I'm waited through the long line to get into a hockey game. They go, oh, you got your shoulder bag. You can't do that. I go, ugh. And I had taken a cab, so I didn't really have a car to put it back into. So they said, well, we got a trailer. It's about a mile from here, and you'll never find it. Why don't you go put it there? And that's the drill I had to go through. But this is probably, so a purse, could you bring a purse?
I did not bring a purse. I put everything in my pockets.
Wow.
I had to bust out the cargo shorts.
Which you rock, by
right.
the way. Okay. Well, fair enough, guys. I just kind of, however pedestrian all that sounds, I think it's just basic information people should know. So going to a Cubs game, actually pretty easy.
Yeah, very easy.
Do they take your temperature when you go through the gate?
Nope. They did actually, I think, the first game of the year. The first game I went to, they did take temperatures, but they haven't done that since.
So many people are vaccinated. And really, the greatest protection probably is social distancing and a mask. And it sounds like they're exercising that.
I would say the Wrigley Field ushers have very much enforced the whole mask wearing.
Well, Wrigley Field ushers.
Unless you're actively eating or drinking.
If we ranked tough ushers, Wrigley Field would always be in the top. Those lady they pulled out of the aisles at Marshall Fields that used to work there and now work Wrigley Field. They're busters,
don't mess with
man.
Them.
Do not mess with those ladies.
Okay, the key question, I know you are 1-0, but four games, what's your one loss record?
Well, four games, I am 1-3.
Well, your bad luck.
That is the most 0-1 for the Hawks, 1-2 for the Cubs.
Time's up. Curtis Koch produces the Sunday music shows for WGN Radio. And
Sinatra Hours. I have been working on the Your Hometown videos, going out with John Hansen for that. We're actually going on Friday out to our next location.
And Ashley Byhun produces all kinds of things for us here.
Everything.
Okay.
Whenever I'm needed.
Nice to have you both in the studio. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having us.
927 WGN Radio News comes up. Then Speed Jokes.